This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But, I want less booth reviews. I want less, people standing at a scores table in college basketball. I think they should just eliminate that type of review in college basketball altogether. Just get rid of it to improve the sport and to save the sport, in my opinion. But I do not feel that way about robot umps, which brings me great joy to see yesterday the Major League Baseball announced they'll be using robot umps in a test case in spring training games this year. I do not think they'll be ready for game one of the regular season
this year. Like, that's already, yeah. 2026 is the earliest, yeah.
But the idea that they're using it for spring training games, and I saw it yesterday, and a guy tapped his helmet, and it was a ball that was called a strike, and he gets to get the count changed. It's the easiest thing on the planet. It will take zero time, zero effort, no additional time off the game. The umpire just gets checked every once in a while when he misses a call so bad it doesn't deserve to be missed. This seems like the easiest decision.
It's happening. It's happening. It will be in baseball next year. It'll be in baseball next year, and it's so quick. That's why it works. Is that you barely even know. Yesterday there was a spring training game on TV, Cubs Yankees somebody. Or whatever, yeah. And you barely even recognize that the challenge was happening. That's how quickly they resolved it. And they've been testing this in the minors. So that'll be another storyline to watch throughout spring. But I asked Vern about this yesterday, and he said they talked to Q about this. And he said they're not going to really focus in on that, like, and how to handle strategically this spring training, because they know that come the start of the season, it's not even in their arsenal. Which makes sense, right? You don't. If you're a team this year, you don't need to really be focusing, like telling your players, "Hey, be careful how you use it."
No,
in strategy.
You cut that next year.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about this year. Or,
use it as much as you want in a spring training game.
But I do like it. I absolutely like it because of how quick it is, and you get
it's Hawkeye, it's tennis,
and there's some strategy too. You know, do you burn it in the first inning? Is there a player that is frustrated? He's in the middle of an 0-for-15 slump, and he's like, I can't strike out again. And so he uses
the
challenge
when he strike out on the next
pitch. There's a lot there, man, that's kind of unique too that we haven't seen. But it's more of a next year thing. But in, I think it's 19 of the teams between the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League, I think only 19 teams, some share stadiums. So I guess it's more, but they'll be testing. It won't necessarily be every single spring training game, but a majority of
them. What exactly is the rule around it? Is it each individual player gets a challenge? Is it team gets a certain amount of challenges?
You cannot get any help from your dugout.
Correct.
During that 2 seconds.
They can't tell you we think that thing's outside. You got to make a quick game time decision.
But I know, but I'm saying, does each individual player have their own challenge that they can use throughout the game, or
yes,
is it a set number of challenge?
I believe it's each player, right? Cody, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be that. Well, they might, you know how it is. They could change it to where it's a certain number. Like, they've got it set up in spring for team challenges, so they have the ability to challenge 2 calls per game.
Okay, well, then I think that's
what
it is.
For extra innings.
There you go.
So there's some talk that they might still finagle that or whatever it is. Like, the obvious.
Every player might be.
I think each individual player having one makes sense just because of how quick it is.
I kind of like that because of how quick it is. But, like, also, like, for that same argument, because the team stuff, a pitcher can also challenge it. So you give every pitcher who comes in the game, that's what you do by team, right? You throw what you think is strike 3 with the bases loaded and 2 outs, that one's worth it. For me, this is high leverage. Every single challenge you do, if you are down, if it's a 3-2 count with nobody on, in a three run and in a one run game in the second inning, you better not be wasting our team challenge. I can tell you that right now. But if it's the second inning and it's bases loaded and it's two outs and you think you struck right. that dude out, yeah,
right.
get the out.
It's
worth it for you.
Only downside, I mentioned this, and it would take a specific circumstances, just making something a little anticlimactic where it's a key strikeout to get out of an inning or to end the game. And you're like, and you normally would celebrate, but you're like, oh, hold on.
This happens in college basketball and the buzzer.
And I know it's like, a quick 2 second challenge versus a 3 minute wait in college basketball. But that would be my only thing is like, oh, does it take away? Like, you just had a huge punch out to end the game and you're like, we got to sit for like five. Oh, now we can celebrate. That's the only thing. I don't know if it'll happen very often, but that'd be my only concern.
Let's just agree that it can't happen. They should just make a rule. It can't happen on the final pitch. Sorry.
Well, you want to make sure that that's the might be the biggest pitch to the game.
I don't care.
That would be crazy.
But overall, Major League Baseball said that in the minors, they use this where calls challenged by players were overturned 51% of the time.
Yeah, so they're wrong about half the time. Well, yeah. The players are wrong half the time, but that means the umpires are also wrong half the time. Look, I told you I want less and less review. This is not review to me. This is just quick automated decision making. Like, I was watching that Missouri Alabama game like everyone else because I wasn't sure whether or not I was coming in for the show at the time. And they have to get rid of table reviews.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.